Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in New York City welcome the arrival of another group of illegal immigrants who were bused from Texas as they crossed into the United States from Mexico under President Biden's open border policy. New York City Mayor Eric Adams essentially criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott, saying, "Not in my backyard," while Abbott says, "We don't have a choice because of President Biden's policy." Police in Albuquerque say they arrested the primary suspect in the killings of four Muslim men in New Mexico's largest city. 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed of Albuquerque was charged in the killings and was called a suspect by police in two other slayings. Chief Medina.
This has been a tough week for our community, but we pitched in and we all worked together to solve this crime. This crime made our community feel like it was under attack.
We are USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Inflation in July dropped slightly to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease is better as the recession continues to still be painful to everyone's wallets. President Trump is testifying today as part of a New York State tax investigation into his business dealings of his company, the Trump Organization. President Biden continues to be slowed down by COVID-19's after effects.
The White House says President Biden is experiencing some lingering effects of COVID following his rebound infection. But at Tuesday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president's cough is not unusual.
We had actually said that this was a possibility. We had been clear about that. We actually shared that he has an inhaler that he uses from time to time because he has experienced coughs, as you've heard him from even before COVID.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The inaugural launch of NASA's SLS rocket from Florida is slated to launch for the first time in just 3 weeks. It will do so with 8.8 million pounds of thrust. Large crowds are expected for the August 29th launch. The raid on President Trump's home in Florida with Department of Justice officials brandishing automatic machine guns has many Americans crying foul, suppressing a possible presidential candidate less than 90 days away from the midterm election. Georgia Representative Jody Heiss on Fox News says the search warrant makes no sense and the weaponizing of the judicial branch of government is a constitutional nightmare.
Well, that makes no sense, and it's frightening. You know, I think probably the number one thing that any citizen of any country fears the most is their own government being weaponized to come against them. And it's the biggest nightmare to see that happening right here in America. I mean, we have right now the same DOJ going after parents at school board meetings. Now the Trump, yesterday they seized the cell phone of General Scott Perry, a member of Congress. Where does this stop? And now, goodness, you look at 87,000 new IRS agents that no doubt were at least the fear. They will be released to go after more than likely conservatives and political opponents of the Democratic Party.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Instead of writing another book, How to Become a Better Leader or How to Improve Leadership Principles, the international speaker, author, teacher, and mentor sought to guide leaders on becoming what you might call bulletproof. A bulletproof leader is someone who is confident, has a good reputation, remains unaffected by criticism, accepts their failures as part of success, and surrounds themselves with mentors. The Bulletproof Leader, this new book written by Glenn Dorsey, revealing, realigning, and restoring the heart of a leader. Glenn joins us now. Glenn, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. Glad to be with you today.
Well, in the opening of your book, there's a story of two leaders. One who has it all together, making a ton of money, charisma, people are hanging on her every word, and what you see is a side of her her private life that is not very appealing and is not consistent with the character of her outward expression. And then you have, in contrast, a young girl who is leading their team to a golf championship, and she has to call a penalty on herself, which in doing so disqualifies her. It takes the team out of competition and certainly herself out of the leadership position. It is quite the story, and it's not a one and done. I mean, you hear stories like this all the time, but I want you to break that down to our audience. You know, what happened to these two different women?
The difference in the two women was just, in a simple statement, character. One presented a person that was pleasing to people, charismatic, influential, that everyone assumed to be in private what they are in public. Mm-hmm. The other girl was in competition, and because that she had character, made the right decision to call a penalty on herself. Because in the life of the true bulletproof leader, character is more important than position.
Yeah, and to think, you know, here's this young girl, and as you said, as you went on to tell the story, you know, she apologizes, you know, to her teammates who one moment, I mean, you talk about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. I mean, to go through that experience in a matter of minutes was quite disheartening. You know, for these kids that had worked hard all their lives to attain to that level of championship and recognition, and but for a penalty, but for character. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, Glenn, I it's almost like I want to follow up with all the girls that were affected with that decision and where they are today and what that moment, what that decision has meant to them and how it has, you know, maybe altered their life and maybe decisions that they've made along the way and how they've held on to that experience.
I'm sure that it was a learning lesson for all that was involved, but for the one who called the penalty on herself, every leader, every spiritual leader takes responsibility for their failure. And though it cost her teammates, they were living by the same rules that she was. They were supposed to call a penalty on themselves. So what happened, because of her integrity and her honesty, because of her transparency, she was accountable, and that accountability brought forth a character that I'm sure that they respected.
Mm-hmm. And there's something that's universal about leadership, right? I mean, it's not like, I mean, you know, you see a leader and you may see them toward the end of their journey. And but they will tell you, you know, in being honest about the journey that they've been on, that they've experienced moments of not so great moments. But it's not those not so great moments that define them and turn them into the great leaders that they eventually became. Right?
Failure is always has benefits to the person that learns from them. Failure is a stepping stone to success. As you said, no leader gets to where they are without failure. And failure's benefit in the life of the leader is it brings forth creativity. It creates character, endurance, tenacity. It reveals our flaws and our weaknesses, and we don't quit.
Right. You know, I got to tell you, Glenn, when I was young in the business, I was mentored by people that were, boy, I'll tell you, they were very strict and you know, made you work hard, and there was no room for a mistake. And there was a lot of pressure in that kind of environment. And God led me to a story and a, you know, a revelation about Hewlett-Packard. And part of the character of that organization was they celebrated their failures. They celebrated their mistakes. And boy, I'll tell you, when I read that, I found that to be so liberating. You know, because here I was, you know, being shaped into just an impossible proposition that somehow didn't allow for mistakes. And but yet, you know, anybody that works, anybody that does a job, realize that mistakes happen. It comes with doing the job, and it's all part of the, you know, the learning process, right? And so it really changed my trajectory and my appreciation, you know, for the experience, the work experience that included victories and losses.
Isn't that exactly the way Jesus operated with his disciples?
Amen. Yes, exactly.
He taught them, he released them, he permitted them to make mistakes, and he would teach them and release them again.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your book, you talk about how critical it is for leaders to strive for wholeness. You know, Charles Hobbs, the late Dr. Charles Hobbs, would talk about it in terms of congruity, is that there would be consistency in your public and personal life, that what people saw on your in your public persona, it was consistent with who you were when nobody else was looking, right?
Exactly.
So expand on that, if you would, a little bit more in terms of, you know, striving for wholeness, because, you know, again, leaders, sometimes they think and when they're in that area of development, they think that they're beyond mistakes, beyond error. And it's like I used to tell the staff that worked for me, I said, let me tell you, you're not fooling anybody. Everybody here in the room knows your strengths and weaknesses. You know, so let's just get over that hurdle and then we can move to the next level. But you've got to first get to that first hurdle, don't you?
Exactly. By being transparent with our failure as a leader, we are gaining respect from our teams, because if perfection is our goal, we're going to miss performance. we're not going to get the great gift that God has put in the team to fill in the areas of our weakness. That's the reason why they're a part of the team.
Exactly.
And to free them allows them the freedom of failure, which, of course, leads to success.
Exactly. We're talking with Glenn Dorsey, his new book, The Bulletproof Leader, and we'll have more from Glenn after this.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Dorsey is our guest. He's a renowned leader, international conference speaker, author, and pastor. He conducts annual conferences designed to equip and train the next generation of leaders in the country. He's an avid golfer who also enjoys fishing and hunting. Not bad things to do. I mean, you got to decompress doing something. I mean, this is why, golf, hitting a bucket of balls even, is good for me, Glenn. I will be honest with you.
It was a doctor's prescription for me when I was dealing with stress, and it cured my ailment.
Yeah, it's amazing. You go out and you get to beat something, and somehow it makes you feel better, right?
It does.
Yeah, without a doubt. Until you look at the score, and then you say, okay, but you're back another day to do better and that sort of thing. Well, Glenn, the Bulletproof Leader, why did you write this book? Or why did you, let's just say, why did you have to write this book? I have a sense that you had to write it.
There are so many books out there about how to be a better leader. And my background is in the area of emotional healing. The Lord gave me an emotional healing ministry about 5 years into the church that I pastored for 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've written three other books, and the Lord told me to put information about emotional healing in every one of them, including this recent book that we're discussing. And because of that background, I had leaders from all over the country that would fly into Little Rock that would have one-on-one sessions with me because they were dealing with embarrassing issues, character flaws, addictions to pornography, moral failures, and et cetera. And because that so much is out there about how to be a better leader, I found out that there was very little information out there about how to be a better person
right.
as a leader. So I wanted to bring healing to the hurts, to the private life, and the personal struggles of the leader.
Mm-hmm. What is it that's so universal about emotion and emotional damage that is so prevalent in the church, but it's kept quiet somehow? There's just something about the pews that kind of blocks everything. It I don't know if it just numbs people. You come into the pew and somehow because you're there before Jesus, you have this persona and this this idea that you're supposed to be perfect, I guess. And meanwhile, you're there in the pew and you're suffering.
Intuitively, we as humans want someone to be doing life better and more successful than we are.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for a hero. We're looking for someone of greatness. I learned a valuable lesson watching my childhood hero that was known as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the black and white days, and though he could have bullets bounce off of his chest and fly over buildings, I noticed that whenever he was in a fight with another person, he would always duck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a humorous way of simply saying that that person that we thought was superhuman was very much human.
Mm-hmm.
And we struggle with people of success. We feel like that because they're successful in business or successful in whatever area venue that they serve, that their private life, they've got it together as well. When in reality, they face the same struggles as people that are sitting on the pew, but they don't want to talk about it. And the biggest issue that leaders face is, who can I trust?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing, too, that I have found, Glenn, is that somehow people have in their conscience that they're not worthy. They're just... They just don't deserve success, so to speak. I have a dear friend in Southern California I've known for many years. He has a very vibrant men's ministry. And what he would do to men, and found it quite curious, is he would greet men and he'd say, "Hey, man of God." And it was interesting, to a T, whenever he would say that, the men's head would go down. Like they had some sense of shame, and that they couldn't accept that salutation as a man of God. And it wasn't until he did God called him to speak to that issue. And it was quite revolutionary for the men, because he reminded them that being a man of God wasn't that necessarily that you were declared. You know, you're a man of God because of what Jesus did, not because of what you're doing. And, well, I'll tell you, he lifted an 800,000-pound gorilla off the chest of these men and anointed them that day. He asked the men, he says, "Look, if you want me to anoint you as a man of God, come forward." And the building was, the men were wrapped around the building in line to come in and receive this anointing and this confirmation that they were you know, going forward, they have become declared men of God. And it was amazing what it did for these men in giving them some worth and understanding that this wasn't something that was coming even from Pete, who was doing this. This was from God himself, you know, because God had declared that they were men of God. And, you know, and it's just I see this emotional conflict that goes on where people think that they're just not worthy.
All of that comes from a low self-esteem or a lack of identity. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I love about the ministry of Jesus is he changed the name of God in the New Testament.
Right.
He didn't announce God as Jehovah or Yahweh or with the variations of that name, but he simply said, when you pray, say, Our Father. When you say the word Father, two things happen. There's either endearment or resentment, or just a blank space because there are many that are fatherless. The thing that the Father does for us that nobody else can do for us is give us our identity. And that's exactly what your pastor friend was doing to that group of men.
Mm-hmm.
And countless numbers of times, I can tell you that 80% of the people that I dealt with private issues and weaknesses and vulnerabilities that were great leaders, did not feel worthy to be there because of their relationship with their father,
or
because of sexual issues in their childhood.
Right. Well, and this is all part of the realignment process that you go through. We're realigning our identity with what God has told us, not what Satan has told us about ourselves, right?
Exactly, and that's extremely powerful. When we believe we are who God says we are, it doesn't make any difference from that point of acceptance and validation from God what other people think about us or what they say about us.
And there's something powerful about the restoring process, because the restoring process says that at some point we were, in a sense, stored, if I might take it and separate those two words, because you can't re-something if it wasn't there to begin with, right? So in restoring the heart of a leader, it's the God-given talent that God has imparted into that leader that has been confused because of life, sin, being out of congruity with God's intent and design and identity for them. And, you know, and to me, you know, that is the hallelujah moment, because you realize that it was always there. And it's a driving force. It sometimes I refer to it as that 3 o'clock in the morning wake up call that just haunts you, that says you should be doing better, but your life is not lining up, right?
Exactly.
So the bulletproof leader is about revealing, you know, revealing where you are. I mean, you know, let's be real so that your personal life is congruent with your outward life, you know, your public persona, and the differentiation of those become realigned as you read in this book, The Bulletproof Leader. And the next step, of course, is the restoring of that heart of a leader, that heart that isn't generated by the leader, it's generated by God himself, is it not?
Amen. And, you know, if people think because of a leader's giftedness or because of his knowledge or wisdom, but that's what makes him the leader that he is. But what makes him the leader that he is that he can accept his place and his life assignment validated by the Father.
Amen. Well, Glenn Dorsey has been developing and guiding influential leaders for over 50 years as a mentor, pastor, and spiritual father. His book, The Bulletproof Leader, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you, Glenn. God bless.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in New York City welcome the arrival of another group of illegal immigrants who were bused from Texas as they crossed into the United States from Mexico under President Biden's open border policy. New York City Mayor Eric Adams essentially criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott, saying, "Not in my backyard," while Abbott says, "We don't have a choice because of President Biden's policy." Police in Albuquerque say they arrested the primary suspect in the killings of four Muslim men in New Mexico's largest city. 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed of Albuquerque was charged in the killings and was called a suspect by police in two other slayings. Chief Medina.
This has been a tough week for our community, but we pitched in and we all worked together to solve this crime. This crime made our community feel like it was under attack.
We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. We've got America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. You know who I'm talking about, Jordan Goodman. He is in the casa right now. Hey, Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, well, the last time we talked, you said Joe Manchin, our Obi-Wan Kenobi, turned in and to be end up being Obi-Wan no Kenobi because he ends up making the Schumer deal. And, yes. Of course, then you realize that, you know, the Democrats, they know the art of quid pro quo. And you got to know, if somebody says no, there's a yes there somewhere. You just got to, you know, throw enough money on the table. And finally, Schumer and Joe Biden were able to throw enough money at Manchin that his knees buckled and he folded on us.
They gave him a gas pipeline through West Virginia, which all the environmentalists do not want to do. And it's probably a good idea to get this natural gas moving there. It'll be helpful to West Virginia. So that's the bone that they threw him that made the difference here. It's still very tricky. We're still not totally sure if Kristen Sinema is going to go along with this thing because there's no zero support for this from the Republican side. So they need all 50 Democratic senators. To them, this is a small bill. It's only like $400 billion. You know, they were used to the $3 trillion. That's what they
exactly
really want to do that.
So well, now it's been minimized. It's been yeah, it's been downsized to $400 billion.
That's exactly
I mean,
right.
Regardless, either that or close to a trillion, I think, before. So somehow they've trimmed the bill down to somehow make it seem that the sting is not so bad. But we're doing this in the midst of this technical. That's right. It's a technical recession. In the midst of this technical recession and inflation going off the rails here.
Well, part of the bill is to raise corporate taxes. They're going to have a 15% minimum corporate tax. I think it is unseemly to have big companies like Amazon pay zero in taxes. It's all done legitimately because of depreciation and other things in the tax code, but it just doesn't, the optics aren't good to have huge companies making huge profits with no taxes whatsoever. But the taxes they're going to charge or pay only can come from three places, Bill. shareholders, customers, and employees. That's it. The company doesn't. That's what they do. So either they're going to raise prices to customers, lower returns to shareholders, or cut pay or not have as much pay increase to employees. That's where the money comes from.
All the above.
So exactly. At a time when the economy is already slowing, you're not going to get that much revenue out of it, but it's going to slow business even more. We're going to have less business investment. It'll hurt their stock prices. And I think prices is part of it. I mean, they're going to pass it on to customers in various ways. So it is in certain ways inflationary.
Without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, we've gone through this drill before, and the Democrats want us to be delusional like them and somehow believe in some sort of pipe dream. It always comes back on us, on we the people. That's just the way it rolls. I mean, they make these deals with these big corporations, they give them tax breaks, and then they go down the road and then they claim foul after they've given them a tax break and taken all their political money so that they can get reelected. I mean, this is about as narcissistic and perverted as anything that you can ever imagine. It's all brought to you by our U.S. government.
And when they complain that the companies aren't paying taxes, it's because of the tax breaks they've been given that they're legitimately taking.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And of course, they paid for it because in lieu of the taxes that they're paying the people, take a look at how much money goes into the reelection coffers of said elected officials. Right?
The lobbyists will be very happy with this one. Yeah, certainly all the spending on climate change and all, energy kinds of things. You can imagine there's just lobbyists crawling all of this thing. It's a 700-something page bill, and it's just paid for by lobbyists all the way up and down the street.
Well, again, it's, the Democrats have mastered the art of quid pro quo, and that's what makes the world go round in the Beltway at the people's expense.
They know they're going to do this. They know that they have to do it now because they're going to lose in November. They know that this is their last chance. So they're judging as fast as they can to get these things in because they know there's nothing's going to happen after the midterms. They're not going to be able to get anything through.
Well, we could only hope so. I am cynical about it, Jordan. People do not on the Beltway, as you know, do not like to give up power and control easy.
That's true.
They are ravenous about their power and control. I'll tell you, the Republicans, those that want free and fair elections, have got to be vigilant to such a degree, just to make sure that we have a somewhat free and fair election in the midterms, because they're not going to go down without a fight.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. So anyway, that's what's happening on that front. And then the other thing is the Fed Reserve. Everybody's watching what the Fed Reserve is doing. They raised rates another 0.75 point in end of July. The next meeting they have is September. They're clear they're going to raise rates again. It's not clear if it's going to be 0.5 or 0.75 point. I'm betting another 0.75 point because inflation's still rising a lot. And it's not just food and fuel. That's certainly a big part of it. But rents, airfares, clothing, furniture, just all kinds of things are going up. And so the Fed feels they're way behind the curve, and they want their rates, which is now 2.5, to be maybe almost 4, 3.5 by the end of the year. So they got like 3 meetings left, and they're going to raise rates at each one of them. And that's what's driving Wall Street a little crazy here, because they had hoped that maybe with these aggressive rate increases, the Fed wouldn't have to do any more. But clearly, all the Fed governors are saying, no, we're still in the middle of it. We have much more to go.
But what else is contributing to inflation here, Jordan? I mean, the Fed's doing what they can do. But, if Joe Biden and company keep putting water in the boat, that's not helping the cause, is it?
Well, certainly restricting energy production is inflationary and not only inflationary, but supply. We could get into this winter and not literally have enough natural gas and oil to heat our homes here, and particularly in Europe. I mean, literally, they could freeze to death in Europe.
Exactly.
Because they're so dependent on Russia.
Boy, I want you to say that again, because people are not really appreciating, because, you think just because it's always been a certain way that it will always be. And that is not, I mean, this is so precarious right now. You're talking about people freezing to death.
Correct.
That is not enjoyable forecast.
They are rationing use of natural gas now in the summer because they're trying to fill up their tanks so that when the winter does hit, they'll have some spare supply. And they haven't been able to do it because Russia's been cutting back on the natural gas it was producing. It had some maintenance, then they cut it back to 40%, and lately they cut it back to 20% of the normal supply they would do of natural gas. So they're not able to fill their tanks to be ready for the winter. So, I mean, Russia is really putting the squeeze on them, and it's because they're so dependent on Russia that they have no other alternatives. We would love to send them LNG, liquefied natural gas, but you need the ports and you need the ships. It's the whole infrastructure that we don't have close enough of to really supply Europe.
Of course, and this is what Trump was proposing, you know, before he lost the election. And, you know, of course, we know all that conversation with Merkel and Germany.
Right.
But
he was saying
exactly.
You're too dependent on Russia. You shouldn't do that. And they just ignored him, basically. They built Nord Stream 2, the second one. Now, they haven't turned that one on, but they were building the second pipeline to become even more dependent on Russia. That hasn't worked out too well.
How would you like to be those EU nations right now? I mean, are their knees knocking?
I think they're freezing is what they're doing in anticipation.
Oh, that's what it is. It's not just nerves. It's just the idea that they're freezing. And you think you're freezing now. Guess what? You know, guess what's just around the corner?
Exactly. It's really serious. I mean, the prices have gone up dramatically, which is really slowing the European economy and causing tremendous economic pain. But then it's going to, literally, they do not have enough natural gas to survive this coming winter. So, I mean, this is Putin's revenge. It's hurting him.
Without a doubt.
But he's got a screw to turn, and he's turning that screw.
Yeah, and meanwhile, you know, to the credit of the American people, which I think has been helping, you know, the gas situation, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, and my perception, Jordan, is that the American people are being responsible. They're conserving right now, are they not?
To some extent. But, you know, we're not producing enough. It's not a demand issue. It's a supply issue.
Exactly.
And we used to produce 14 million barrels a day. Now we're producing about 10 million barrels a day in the United States. That difference, Russia produces about 4 million barrels a day. So right there, we can produce in this country. But what have we been doing? We took the Atlantic, the Pacific, a lot of the Gulf, ANWR, off of production.
America's Money Answers man, the one and only Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how are they getting in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to help you folks, Bill.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman. America, Bill Martinez right with you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. She is the former Assistant Attorney General for the state of Arizona, contributor to Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post, Newsmax, Arizona Sun-Times, the one and only, in the right corner, wearing the blue shorts, just the way you like to see her, Rachel Alexander. That almost sounds kind of silly, huh? I maybe shouldn't have gotten into the blue shorts, but I don't know. For some reason, I was channeling my boxing announcer self, I guess. I don't know. And I don't even know where it came from, so forgive me.
I'm not a feminist. I'm not offended.
Okay. All right, thank you. Well, I just don't want any of our listeners to think, how disrespectful. How dare he talk to Rachel like that? But they should hopefully understand that there's a little bit of, you know, there's some friendship here. So we get to tease and joke with one another. Of course, you never get to hear what she says about me off air. Okay, so we won't even get into that right now. So, you know, we'll set that aside. Well, Rachel, I appreciate you letting me have some fun with you. But I want to talk seriously about what these Democrats are doing in successfully pushing unelected candidates in our primaries to stop the red wave this fall. They're pulling out all stops, and all Republicans, conservatives, the electorate needs to be aware that the Democratic Party is not going to give up, you know, control and power this easy. I mean, they worked hard to get it, and, you know, with or without another COVID incident that'll take place, they're going to come up with all kinds of shenanigans to make sure they remain in power, right?
Exactly. You know, they always cheat to win, and they're really good at finding out ways that aren't actually illegal, but they're just sort of sleazy. And so they poured $44 million into our primaries to push candidates that they think are a little too fringy that can't quite, you know, win the general election. And it looks like it's working. A lot of these candidates have won their primaries. And when you look at the polls, they're way, way down, like double digits, some of them, in the polls for the general election. So instead of this big red wave that we're all expecting, I predict right now, I don't think we're going to take back the Senate.
Wow. Well, and I think that there's others feeling the same way as you, because before everybody was elated, they were on their feet thinking that they were going to be able to capture, I say they, conservatives, the Republican Party, were going to be able to capture both the Senate and the House. But again, you got to hand it to the Democrats. They know how to play the game. It's as if, you know, the Republicans are playing checkers and the Democrats are on a multi-level chessboard here, right?
Exactly. They are always a step ahead of us. I literally got off the phone last night with a local friend here who's in politics who called me about some other scheme they're doing where they've got people from all over the country sending $2, $3 donations to obscure candidates, Democrat candidates in Arizona. And it's happening all over. And we're trying to get to the bottom of it and figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Why would they be choosing obscure Democratic candidates? I mean, that's kind of bizarre. But, you know, like anything, they don't do it without a purpose, right?
Right. It's just some new way they figured out how to make money. And she thinks it's like tied into these political consultants that everybody hires that they're not even in their own state, but they're coordinating this mass donation campaign. And she also noticed, and we haven't even gotten into this one yet, but, you know, Senator Mark Kelly here in Arizona, he has raised $50 million so far and spent $25 million. Well, he didn't have a primary opponent, right? So what
right.
did he spend $25 million on already?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's probably supported some other Democratic interests. Can you do that?
I know that goes on. I just haven't heard of him doing it at all. And, you know, maybe mm-hmm. I need to just pour over his campaign finance reports to figure it out. But there is something fishy going on. I mean, when you look at our Republican candidates like Mark Brnovich, he only spent $3 million himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
he spent $3 million, and then Kelly has spent $25 million that might not even be on his own race. The Democrats are in a whole different league.
Right, exactly. Well, this has been, you know, the warning all along is the Democrats are a fundraising machine, and they're using everything they can. Of course, Roe v. Wade has been a windfall profit, you know, for them. They've been able to energize their base and get people to, you know, support the cause and send monies their way, and it's serving their interests. And meanwhile, I mean, this is a full frontal attack on many levels. You still have Mark Elias and the band of Democratic attorneys that are doing everything they can to penetrate the institutions, these states, so that they can, you know, get a little bit of benefit. You know, they just want to unlevel the playing field just a little bit to get, you know, to get an advantage, right?
Right. They just need a little bit here and there, you know. It's not like in the midterms, it's not like they need huge victories. They just need a few handfuls, just a small margins, you know, and just to keep the Senate under their control. And I believe that's what they're going to do. They are just going to upset us just enough.
Right. Well, so you still have hope as far as the GOP capturing the House. There's just too much vulnerability there. Is that what you believe?
Not really. I don't really have good hopes for the House either. But the Senate's the one that I think the writing's on the wall. You know, you saw in my article, the betting markets have all changed. You know, they think we're definitely going to lose.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, all things considered, the country being in as much pain as it is as a result of all these Democratic policies and Democratic leadership, and for the Democrats to hold on to any power other than what they've got for another 2 years in the White House. I mean, if the Republicans can't beat the Democrats, this does not bode well for 2024, Rachel.
No, it doesn't. They're just going to come up with more tricks.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. People don't understand that they've come up with all these tricks. They're re-registering in our primaries, voting in our primaries. They did it here in Arizona. And we have to stop just saying, oh, we just need to elect better candidates. No, it doesn't come down to that. They're tricking us. They're getting us to violate the Buckley rule, where we only vote for the most candidate to the right who is electable.
Mm-hmm.
Instead,
exactly.
We're electing all these fringe candidates that don't have any chance.
Well, again, this is where you got to hand it to the Democrats. And, you know, last time, you know, Republican leadership said they were caught off guard. Well, wait a minute. How often can you get caught off guard? I mean, the state of California, the reason it's become a uniparty is because they've been doing this forever. And you didn't think that was going to come to a theater near you soon?
Very well stated. We just keep giving these wimpy little excuses instead of, you know, getting out ahead of the problem and being aware of what they're doing and being two steps ahead of them. I've been writing articles for years now on how we need to, like you said, use chess moves and get ahead of the left. And nobody ever listens. They just sit there and they whenever I try to speak up, they sit there and they lecture me. If you go to my town hall article today, the comments are just all bashing me on how I'm just a sore loser who likes rhinos. And that's not true. And, oh, and they call me a never-Trumper. I've never been a never-Trumper. I'm the biggest Trump fan out there. Our side will not listen. And my friend who I talked to yesterday, she coined a new great phrase I love called grumpy, the grumpy red base. Because that's what a lot of our people turn into.
Right. Well, and the thing is, of course, they would love that because this is what the left does, is it marginalizes, it characterizes, it names. And this is what frustrates the holy what have you out of them, because they can't necessarily do that to Trump. You know, Trump is strong enough to, refute whatever their claims are, although it is incredible. I mean, because it's nonstop. And it's really, it's kind of interesting because in some ways it's a lot like the Ronald Reagan campaign, if you remember. I mean, you know, the Democrats, 95% hated the guts of Ronald Reagan. They wanted nothing to do with him, you know. But in spite of that, by the grace of God, I believe, he was elected, and look what he did. He saved America. And Donald Trump saved America. Until the Democrats got in control and decided that America wasn't worth saving. I guess that, you know, we're supposed to be globalists. What are we doing? You know, thinking like, the great American heritage country that we have and the legacy that we have, you know, that means nothing. Let's just flush it down the toilet because George Soros and the World Economic Forum has a better plan for America than our founding fathers, right?
Yeah, they hate Trump because he outsmarted all of them and got so much done. And it just terrifies me now that they are just gunning for him. They want to indict him. My lefty friend tells me the plan is, do we just indict him before or after the elections? Because if we indict him before the elections, then it looks like we're trying to influence the elections. These people are diabolical and they are evil, and they will stop at nothing until they can try and indict him. And I just pray that people just hang in there and, you know, stick by him and support him, because, as you know, I write about all these people who are the left goes after through the legal system, and everybody always deserts them. And I can just feel people saying, oh, well, we should go with Ron DeSantis now. And I'm thinking, no, this is the last minute that you should be deserting Trump after everything.
Exactly. Yeah, you cannot grow weary in doing the right thing. You got to keep your eye on the ball, because this is what the Democrats are hoping for, because traditionally this is what happens, is the right folds like a cheap $2 chair, and they just let it go by the wayside, and the Democrats get their way, and then I guess your friend is right, because then the red base becomes just more grumpy and dissatisfied, when instead of sitting there and fighting the good fight, holding your ground, and really stay focused. What kind of America do you want? Do you want Biden's America, or do you want Hope's America, or Trump's America? I think that is the binary choice right now that remains before the American people, before it's too late. Rachel Alexander has been with us. Rachel, as always, we appreciate the time and insight. Take care.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone long?